Donald Trump, press suppression hid Joe Biden financial scandal. By Charlie Spiring on November 2, 2020. President Donald Trump kicked off his last day on the campaign trail in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Monday by expressing his frustration with corporate media. "We don't have freedom of the press, we have suppression by the press," Trump said. The president referred to the details of former Vice President Joe Biden's family pursuing lucrative foreign deals overseas while he was vice president and his reportedly benefiting from the deals personally. "Nobody's ever seen anything like this, and you notice it is outside of what I say. It is indeed fading away, because you can't have a scandal if nobody writes about it," Trump said. Trump noted that not only did the fake news not write about the scandal, big tech and social media censored it. "How can you have a scandal? Nobody is talking about it, nobody's allowed to talk," Trump said. "It's called suppression." Corporate media outlets refused to cover the story, claiming that the data was unverified and not an important story right before the election. "We have suppression of the press. This is not freedom," Trump said. "It really is. This is the exact opposite of freedom of the press." The president said he spent his entire first term fighting phony accusations of colluding with Russia and the partisan Democrat effort to impeach him. "Can you imagine if I got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife?" he asked, referring to the Senate report revealing that Hunter Biden's private equity firm receiving a $3.5 million wire transfer from Elena Batorina. Trump said that the fake news media should be subject to campaign finance violations for their work with the Democrat Party. "They're an arm of the Democratic National Committee and they work together. They work on messaging together," Trump said. "The Democrats, the fake news media, they're the worst. And if I've done one thing, it's to expose the dishonesty in the media."